Great to have you with me. My name is Andrew Mukey, and this is Never Heard That. UK band King Crimson have been around for a long time. I'm choosing to highlight one of their mid-period tracks called Walking on Air from the 1995 album Thrack. Formed in London in 1968, this would certainly be the band that guitarist Robert Fripp is most well known for. He is the only consistent member of the band through its numerous formations and is certainly considered the band leader and driving force. The band, albeit on and off over the years, still continues to record and tour to this day. Interestingly, they started off with an absolute bang. Debut album In the Court of the Crimson King, released in 1969, reached number 5 in the UK album charts and number 28 in the US. It is considered one of the first and also most influential albums of the progressive rock genre. It included a mashup of blues, rock, jazz, and classical and symphonic elements all at the same time. Some may be surprised to hear that Greg Lake, later of Emerson, Lake & Palmer, they of Fanfare for the Common Man, was the bass player and original frontman for the first two albums. The band was certainly no slouches when it came to product, releasing three albums in 1970 and 1971. A change in personnel led to a change in sound with a focus on improvisation. 1973's Lark's Tongue in Aspic and the two 1974 albums, Starless and Bible Black and Red, are a testament to this period and are well regarded by critics and fans. It was at this point that Fripp disbanded the group, though he remained busy, particularly helping out with guitar duties for David Bowie and Peter Gabriel. However, in 1981 he formed a version of the band that also released three albums. Fronted by Adrian Belew on vocals and guitar, the band released Discipline in 1981, Beat in 1982, and Three of a Perfect Pair in 1984. Like the versions both before and after, members were expected to be very musically proficient. I think, without question, by Mr. Fripp, and then by extension, indeed, the band's fans. The other members of the bands were ex-Yes drummer Bill Bruford and bass and Chapman stick player extraordinaire Tony Levin. For those that don't know the Chapman stick, it has mostly 12 strings where you can play traditional bass lines and guitar melodies simultaneously. Most definitely an impressive instrument. The album that today's track comes from, 1995's Thrack, is a very interesting one. Fripp brought in the band that played with him on the trio of 1980s albums, but added an additional Chapman stick player, Trey Gunn, and drummer Pat Mastelotto. This was to record the album as a double trio format, with the band consisting of two guitarists, two bassists, and two drummers. The opening track begins with all six musicians in the center of the audio mix. Later, they are split into two trios, meaning guitar, bass, and drums, with three going to the left channel and three going to the right. As you can imagine, the album is quite a complex piece of work. The one that grabbed me straight away, and the one that I want to share with you today, is when they slow it all down and play with a wonderful ambience. The naming of the song as Walking on Air, I think, is most appropriate. It is really delicate stuff. This is Walking on Air by UK band King Crimson from the 1995 album Thrack.
The secrets of the night come alive.